The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. It is time now for girls high school basketball. Highland taking on Wayndale. From Wayndale, here's Matt Croy.
And good evening. Highland comes in with their first game of the season, taking on Wayndale. The Lady Golden Bears, a record of 1-1 on the year. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with both head coaches on the pregame show on WKLM.
It's the kids from Deanna and Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
wood chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks! I'm alongside 8th-year head basketball coach for the Wayndale Lady Golden Bears. That is Rick Geiser, a record of 1-1 on the season. MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
At Wayndoor, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayndoor, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayndoor. People you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
I'm alongside 8th-year head basketball coach for the Wayndale Lady Golden Bears. That is Rick Geiser, a record of 1-1 on the season. Went over Rocky River, the loss to Downton in their last game. Rick, talk about through the two games so far for your team and how that those two teams games kind of played out.
We had Rocky River and Downton both being quality opponents. First game we played pretty well. I felt like we defended and we shot it better against Downton. You know, they made us shoot it from the perimeter. We had a rough shooting night, and they took advantage of it. So give credit to them, and so we're looking for that consistency that goes along with winning. So we'll keep working on that tonight.
You mentioned that consistency kind of comes along with experience, and you've got some of that this year with personally Kylie Geiser and Nellie Cleaver kind of led the way, certainly a season ago for your team, and also other girls that have come back. Talk about your group that you had this year.
We have a 9 returning lettermen. So that's pretty fortunate. That doesn't happen very often. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we started ahead of where we were a year ago because of all those girls having played last year. Now we just are, like every team early in the season, looking for the consistency of execution, both offensively and defensively. But I feel really fortunate. I really like my team. I think they're a bunch of great girls, and we're really looking forward to the whole season.
You mentioned getting good tests early on. You'll do that again here tonight, but it really looks like another tough schedule this year for this Wayndale club.
Yeah, we like challenging ourselves because that's how you get better. You know, it's not about easy wins. It's about how do we get better every single night we play. So starting off with Rocky River and Dalton and Highland is a really tough stretch, but you know, that's how we do it. That's how we want to pride our program by.
Well, you mentioned that taking on this Highland group. What are you expecting to see from this Lady Hawk team?
Well, they are a bunch of quick, athletic guards that can shoot and are very fundamentally sound. Typical Highland team. They're going to do things the right way. You got to be really solid defensively in your rotations because they're going to attack you and try and get downhill. And then they're going to make the right play. So we've got to try and limit them to one shot, you know, try and contest as best we can and eliminate their driving layups.
Your focus is coaching tonight, but I know you're taking on that athletic director position this year. What's that been like, kind of taking on the athletic director hat, if you will, I guess, this year also for Wayndale?
Well, that's always a big learning curve as well. You know, there's lots of responsibilities that go along with the athletic director position. I like what I'm doing. I'm growing in that position and trying to learn each day how to make it better and better.
Rick, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
That's the voice of Wayndale Lady Bears head basketball coach, Rick Geiser.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Alongside fourth-year head basketball coach for the Highland Lady Hawks, that's Brady Stable, getting set for the season opener here tonight on the road against this Wayndale team. And Brady, always in that first game here, always a few things to come along with that being that first game. What are some things you're looking for your team here tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think it's important for us to, you know, we don't have to beat them in the first 2 minutes. You know, this is Wayndale's third game. This is our first game. And so you assume we're going to have a little bit of jitters, and hopefully we don't overwork ourselves early, get worn out. But I do think it's important that we're locked in and ready to go from the start. So it's going to be a long game. It's going to be a tough game, a lot of battles, and it'll be interesting to see how we play.
Nice chance to talk to you for the girls' basketball season preview here, but obviously certainly a lot can be leaned on with Macy Mullett, Edie Mass, Para Mischler, the experience they got from a season ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had it's kind of nice when you've got all the same guards coming back the next year. You run some similar plays, and just the leadership that comes along, the experience, like you said, that comes along with it, has been important this preseason, and you know, hopefully we can carry that into the season here.
The other step, as always, is seeing other girls going to step into those larger roles as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, kids like Perrin Mischler. I mean, Perrin had an awesome summer, and so we're definitely going to look to her for a lot this year. And then, you know, some of the other kids in her sophomore class, we're going to rely on a lot. Come off the bench, give us some big minutes, guard other teams' best players, and I think they'll have a chance to do that for sure.
Aside from that, you played some pretty good teams in the scrimmages, things like that. What have you seen so far from your group?
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm excited to just kind of get rolling. Obviously, like you said, we've played some really good teams and had some really good battles, so hopefully you can kind of see that come out tonight. But yeah, I think it's important that we do get off to a fairly good start.
Wayndale, always a quality team under Coach Rick Geiser. What are you expecting to see from them?
Yeah, his daughter's a phenomenal player, shoots the lights out of it. And this, when you play Wayndale, you know they're going to play extremely hard. You know they're going to be scrappy. You're going to go for the offensive rebound every time. And so it comes down to a lot of the little things and doing those well, but then also, you know, coming up with some of those big plays, the 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, taking a charge, stuff like that. Team that goes and makes the most plays, we feel like it's going to be the winner.
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach and Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
In tonight's junior varsity contest, Waynedale played Stallsburg, and Waynedale won that game by the score of 30-19. A season ago in the Reese Center, Highland defeated Waynedale by the score of 52-28 in girls varsity basketball in that matchup last year. In that game, Highland connected on 43% of the three-point shots, 9-21. Waynedale just 13%. While Highland out-rebounded Waynedale 34-29, while the Lady Hawks forced 23 turnovers on Waynedale in that game, and Highland's 52-28 victory. In that game last year, Highland was led in the scoring by Evie Mass. She had 14 points, 12 points, and 5 boards for Joplin Yoder, of course, now a freshman over at Ashland University playing basketball for them. 8 points and 5 rebounds for Macy Mullet in that game. And Para Mishler, she had 7 points and 4 boards. For Waynedale, in that losing effort, they were led by Natalie Clever. She had 9 points and 5 rebounds. Kylie Geiser had 6 points and 6 boards. And Brooke Compston had 6 points in that game last year for Waynedale. The Highland won 52-28. Highland, of course, they captured yet another IVC South Division title last year. Their 30th consecutive IVC championship, going 12-0. Edging Tuskegee Valley, he finished up at 10-2 in conference play. Waynedale, of course, out of the Wayne County Athletic League. And for Waynedale, they finished up a 7-7 in the conference. And that was good for fifth place. Well, Smithville won the conference outright, going 12-2 to capture the Wayne County Athletic League title last year. Overall, Waynedale, they would finish up at 11-11 during regular season action. Highland went 18-4. For Highland in the Division 7 regional championship game, Highland would fall to eventual state champion Waterford 50-34 last season. Well, for Wayndale in Division 6, they made it to the district championship game. They would fall to Canton Central Catholic by the score of 37-30 a season ago. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Wayndale, that began their season back on November 22nd at the Smithville Barn Ball Classic. They defeated Rocky River in their game there, 51-32, but then lost their last game on the 25th in a home loss to Downton by the score of 47-33. So Wayndale record of 1-1. Highland, of course, playing their first game of the season tonight. Overall around the area so far in girls basketball, Garaway is 1-0, while Central Christian, along with Lydonville and Wayndale, as well as Triway, are all 1-1. Danville is 0-1. West Holmes is 0-2. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference and non-conference action, New Philadelphia is 2-0 overall this year. Ashland and Dover both 1-0. Of course, Dover in the OCC this year. Also, Mansfield Senior and Worcester both 0-1. Lexington, Madison, and West Holmes all 0-2. In the IVC North Division, again in non-conference action, Malvern is 1-0, Strasburg and East Canton 1-1, Newcomerstown and Canton Valley 0-1 on the season, Buckeye Trails 0-2. In the IVC South Division in non-conference play, Sandy Valley along with Garaway 1-0, Indian Valley 1-1, Claymont 1-1, and also Ridgewood 0-1, Tuskegee Valley a record of 0-2. We'll take another break. It's thoughts from David Cousy-Border along for the broadcast tonight right after this on WKLM.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
Insurance Group Provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Other girls basketball around the area tonight has Garraway visiting TCC, and Triway is playing host to Northwestern. In boys basketball, Northwestern's at Triway, Rittman at Loudonville, Ashland hosting Galleon, Lexington's at Clear Fork, Simi Valley is at Canton South, while Newark Catholic is visiting Malvern, and Buckeye Trail is playing host to Crooksville. Cousy alongside here for this broadcast here tonight. Highland taking away Neil. Always a quality matchup between these two schools, Cousy.
Yeah, Matt, you know, absolutely. You know, I'm kind of used to see these two teams play late in the season. I think the last several years they've played, you know, maybe one of the last games of the year. This year it's early. You know, Coach Geiser, Coach Slayball, they both alluded to it in their pregame talks about playing quality competition in non-league. So, you know, both these teams are, they know that, you know, here we are November 28th, that you know, you're not going to win a championship at this point, but they playing a quality opponent for both teams will get them ready for that tournament run.
With that said, what are you expecting to see from this Highland group, Cousy?
Yeah, great question, Matt. Yeah, I mean, your first game of the year for Highland, game number three for Wayndale. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the development of the returning guards that that Brady alluded to in his pregame talk with especially Macy Mollett, Evie Mass, and Perrin Mischler. You know, they got a year of varsity experience under their belt. And then I'm looking forward to seeing the new post player that Highland has with Reagan Zerger. She brings a legitimate post presence to them.
And for Wayne, you know, obviously they bring experience as well to their team.
Very interesting with nine returning lettermen. You know, that's very unusual that Coach Geiser did talk about. And, you know, again, this is their third game. They beat a very good Rocky River team in the first game and fell to a quality Dalton team. But one stat that really sticks out to me, just looking at the stats here of the first couple games, is they attempted 37 three-pointers against Dalton. So doesn't be a quick mathematician to realize that's a lot of threes going up, right? So
yep.
I think, you know, Highland's got to find a way, transition defense, to limit that. And then if they do miss them, to make sure that they're rebounding the ball at the defensive end.
All right, we'll see what happens here tonight. We'll take a break, come back, the national anthem, and also Cousy has the starting lineups after this on WKLM.
Thanksgiving is coming. You stocked up yet?
I have crackers. Just crackers.
Crackers? Man, get to Rhodey's IGA. They've got 8-ounce Goose Point Pacific oysters for just $7.98.
Oysters? Fancy. My relatives might think I finally grew up.
Don't push it. Grab USDA Choice New York Strip Steak for $13.98 a pound and Boneless Bottom Round Steak for $6.18 a pound. They've also got Twin Pack Whole Pork Shoulder, $1.88 a pound, and Crispy Green Celery for $1.48.
Thanksgiving just went from crackers to glorious feast.
Get ready for Thanksgiving now through November 30th at Rhodey's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
As the cold weather is coming, rodents are looking for a warm place to nest. Hi, this is Jesse McClure with Holmes Pest Control. Right now is a good time to protect your home from these tiny pests by having a rodent control service done at your home, office, or storage area. We have the solution to help keep those pests out. Holmes Pest Control, where quality service still counts. Call us at 330-674-9094. Thank you.
Part of this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap working the camera. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond back in the studio. Matt Croy alongside Dave Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast. And tonight's national anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services of Millersburg. We'll be picking that national anthem up live from the court momentarily.
The principles of good sportsmanship and reasonable behavior by athletes, coaches, and fans present at this contest. Please maintain an atmosphere where you and those around you may enjoy the game. The referees for today's game have been assigned and selected according to procedures adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Please welcome
Shea, Horton, Anton, Billy, and Scott Phillips. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country with freedoms like no other. At this time, we ask you please stand, remove your hats, and join us for the playing of the national anthem.
Once again, tonight's national anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the starting lineups are being brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Get the quality windows, doors, and siding and insulation you need at MRV Siding Supply. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Cusey.
Thank you very much, Matt. So for the Highland Lady Hawks, they're the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. They're led by Coach Brady Slayball in his fourth season already. Doesn't seem like it, but it is. So starting off as the point guard is number 2, Macy Mollett, a 5'7 junior, averaged 8 points a game last year for the Hawks. Tori Weaver, a 5'6 senior guard. She averaged 2 points a game for Highland last year. Number 11 is Evie Mash. She's the Baldwin Wallace commit. She's a 5'6 senior guard, averaging 7.4 points a game last year for the Hawks. Number 35 is Reagan Zerger, the 5'10 junior post. And rounding out the lineup for the Hawks is number 40, Perrin Mischer, the 5'7 sophomore, averaged 4.1 last year for Highland. For the home team on the scoreboard, led by Coach Rick Geiser in his eighth season, they go this way. Number 2, the point guard, is a 5'3 junior, Audrey Troyer. She's averaging 6 points a game so far this year. Number 10 is a 5'10 senior guard, is Brooke Compston, averaging 4.5 a game. Number 15, Georgia Persinger, the 5'9 senior post, averaging 5 points a game for Wayndale. Number 20 is Kylie Geiser, a highly explosive guard, a 5'7 senior. She's averaging 10 points a game for Wayndale this year. And rounding out the lineup is number 24, Natalie Clever, a 5'6 junior, averaging 2.5 a game for Wayndale.
Cusey, thank you. And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call, 800-524-7436, or visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. McRae alongside David Cousy Boardman for tonight's broadcast from Wayndale, the new school here at Wayndale, and definitely a nice brand new court here at Wayndale as well, Cousy.
Yeah, absolutely. Great facility. Good to see that for Wayndale and their athletic department. But fantastic first notch facility here for sure.
As I mentioned, we're video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team of Bryce Haynes and Andrew Dunlap. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com on Stream 1. Michael Hammond back in the studio as well. For Wayndale, their home white jerseys and white shorts, their brown numerals in gold trim. And for Highland, their black jerseys and black shorts, red numerals, and white trim as well for the Highland Lady Hawks. And stepping to the circle looks like for Highland going to be Reagan Zerger, 5'10 junior, to do the jump for Highland. As they're just about ready to get things underway for Highland's season opener. Of course, Wayndale's got the two games in.
Yeah, Matt, one thing really I'm anxious to see is who guards Alyssa Geiser for the Hawks, right? She's with her scoring punch. I'm curious who Brady puts on her to start that. Not Alyssa, Kylie.
Yes.
Alyssa's at Mohome.
No doubt. I'm used to that as well.
Yeah.
Brooks Compson had the jump for Wayneville, but it'll be won by Highland going from left to right. Into the front court, Macy Mullen has the basketball. Gets a bounce pass to the corner to Weaver. Left side now to Evie Mass. We're in the foul line, Perry Mishler. Mishler drive to the right block. Her shot going to be actually passed inside instead of Zerger. Her shot no good off the glass. Rebound going to be corralled inside. And it'll be picked up by Kylie Geiser. And it will be Wayneville basketball. Geiser across the timeline going right to left. Bounce pass left to the foul line. To Persinger, back to Geiser to the corner. No score, Geiser to the baseline. Cut off, knock loose, goes out of bounds. And turnover, good defense inside by Macy Mullet. And Wayneville Highland will have the basketball on the back baseline. No score so far, about 35 seconds in. Here's Macy Mullet at three-quarter score. She'll take it across the half-court line against Geiser. Pass out top to Zerger. Zerger to the foul line, to the lane. Nice dump pass to Weaver. Her layup is good.
Yeah, really nice pass by Reagan Zerger there off that dribble penetration.
2-0 Highland. Full court pressure is on. Embedded to Andre Troyer. 5'3 junior guard. Dribbles it across the timeline, averaging 6 points per game. Troyer out top. Down to the right wing. Out top the pass goes to Compton. From the left side, Geiser. Back out top of the pass now. Received now by Natalie Clever. Clever to the foul line. Back to the corner. Three-pointer by Persinger. Going to be knocked down. Georgia Persinger gives Wayneville the first lead at 3-2. Highland ball. Here's Perry Mishler with it on the left wing. Picks it up. Mishler, nowhere to go with it. Pass inside goes to Zerger. The backdoor cut. She'll grab it and lay it in. Great job by Zerger moving without the basketball. Highland takes a 4-3 advantage. Wayneville ball. Here's Troyer to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Hands it off now to Compton on the right side with the basketball. Natalie Clever. On the left point, back to Andre Troyer. Troyer dribbles the left wing. Gets it out top in the hands to Compton. Right side, Persinger. She'll dribble the top of the key. Back in the left corner. Nobody there. And it's a turnover.
I'll tell you what, Matt. That was caused by Tori Weaver's denial of Geiser. So they were trying to get Geiser the ball. Tori Weaver, super job of making her work for it.
Great defense. Second turnover on Wayneville. None so far for Highland.
Yeah, that's a play that doesn't show up in the stat board, but that turnover, Tori's super job of just denying her the basketball.
That's what Tori does. Highland basketball. Here's Macy Mullet to the foul line. Picks a left wing to Perry Mishler. Mishler to the foul line. Back out top, Evie Mass. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed inside by Georgia Persinger. Wayneville basketball down 4-3. And now Kylie Geiser across the timeline. 5:48 to play first quarter. Her pass goes to the corner, goes to Troyer. Troyer drive, runner by Troyer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed now by Compton. Her putback is good. It'll be Brooke Compton, her first two. Now back into the Wayneville advantage at 5-4. Three lead changes early on in this first quarter. Highland ball to the corner. Here's Evie Mast. Mast to the right block. Picks it up. Mast looking. Good denied defense by Wayneville. Pass goes out top to Perry Mishler now. She'll back it up to reset the offense. Finds Evie Mass with it high on the right. The Baldwin Willis Quint gets it back out top to Zerger. Zerger drive. Back to the corner. Three-pointer by Macy Mullis up in the air. Knocked down.
Yeah, good three. I tell you, Highland's got made field goals. Their passing right now is really good.
Looking crisp. Mullis' first points of the game, 7-5 Highland. And now going to be an illegal screen called on Brooks Compton. And Compton will get down to Highland with the turnover on the Lady Bears.
Yeah, it's the third turnover of the game for Wayneville here in the first quarter. But, Highland gets a couple substitutions in here during the stop of play.
First team foul on Wayneville. Highland has the ball. Here's Macy Mullet. Drive, back to the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark on that shot from the near side for Highland. But it'll be rebounded now by Maya Spittler. Was it the number 15?
It's Peyton Yoder. She's got 31 here, so it's 15.
Yeah. Okay. Peyton Yoder took that shot. Wayneville has it here with it. There's Andre Troyer out top. Troyer to the left wing, back to the corner. Three-pointer by Persinger is going to be knocked down. She likes that left corner.
Yeah, that's her second one. She's 2-for-2 from the three.
Five lead. She's an 8-7 lead now for Wayneville. 4:20 to play first quarter. Mullis pass deflected and stolen away. First turnover on Highland. Long pass goes to Persinger. Persinger out top. Double team and going to call a held ball. And Arrow's going to stay with Wayneville. That was poke loose, but going to call that a held ball.
Yeah, good job by Macy Mullet getting her hand on the ball, but it stays here with Wayneville. But again, yeah, Wayneville already with two quick threes in the first quarter. Talk about them getting 37 threes off against Doughton. So Highland's going to have to guard the perimeter a little bit better than what they're doing right now.
Embedded and grabbed in the backcourt by Bella Perry. Gets the handoff. Now back to Kylie Geiser. 8-7 Wayneville. Geiser with the right point. 4 minutes to play first quarter. Geiser gets the handoff. Back to Perry. Back on the right side. Back out top. Now received now by Izzy Matter. Matter drive to the baseline. Her layup off the glass is no good. Rebound going to be grabbed, however, by Highland. It was Peyton Yoder got the rebound, but poked loose and stolen away. Now stolen again by Highland. Will get the ball right back. Into the front court. Here's Tori Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. To the lane. Back to the corner now. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down by the freshman, Josie Hubble. Her first points of the game. Now a 10-8 lead for Highland. Into the front court. Wayndale has it. Here's the dribble. Geiser's pass left corner. Three-pointer by Izzy Motter. That's no good. Rebound to the opposite corner. Goes out of bounds. Persinger couldn't corral it. It'll be out of bounds to Highland. Well, you talked about Josie Hubble being a factor, possibly, as a freshman for this Highland team, Cousy.
Yeah, it'd be good couple minutes here so far for Josie. But yeah, she's scored the three there. But her upside's really, really good. Anxious to see her develop throughout the season.
Highland has it. Here's Perrin Mishler across the timeline. Has it high in the right. Mishler gets it out top to Zerger. Zerger cut off. Right side back to Edie Mass. Mass to the foul line. Left side now back to Perrin Mishler. Mishler spins around, drives to the lane. Her floater up in the air from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound, however, by Evie Master looked like inside, but she'll be fouled after she got that offensive rebound. That'll be the second team foul on Wayndale.
Yeah, I like Perrin's aggressiveness there, like going to the rim, and did a really good job of separating that ball from the defender to not get it blocked.
Motter got the foul, her first, inbounded. Now left side back to Evie Mast. Bump, no foul. Her pass to Zerger, back to Evie Mast. Mast crossover to the foul line, spins around. Favorite jumper by Mast, no good. Rebound can be grabbed now by Maya Spittler. Wayndale basketball, they're down 10-8. 2:45 to play first quarter. Kylie Geiser, right wing. Geiser, bounce pass inside. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds off the hands of Hubble. So Highland will check in Macy Mullett. Also in for the Lady Hawks going to be Easton Miller, the 5'8 sophomore.
Yeah, Matt, the dribble penetration by both teams is really good, so they're getting a lot of wide open threes, so both teams' team defense is going to be a big factor here as the game goes on.
That pass on the inbounds pass goes over to Madeline Beatty. Her shot blocked. Rebound goes to Macy Mullett. Her pass to the fast break. Now to cutting Perrin Mishler, who missed the layup. Rebound to the floor. Claw four going to be, I believe, another held ball. Arrow's going to stay with Highland. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard right after the game on WKLM. It's going to be brought to you by Rody's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hammond will have all the area scores for you. Inbound into the corner, goes over to Perrin Mishler. Guarded tightly by Kylie Geiser. Out top now to Macy Mullen. Mullen has a poke loose. She'll grab it again. Mullen dribbles it, lobs it inside, deflected away, and stolen away. Highland has their third turnover. Wayneville ball. Here's Geiser to the front court. Crossover left wing. To the corner now. Goes to Beatty. Beatty, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Her first 3 points. Now 11-10 lead for Wayneville. The sixth lead change. And as you talked about, Kuzi, they're launching up those threes.
There's a lot of them going up, Matt.
Yes.
Just like we kind of figured it would.
That pass to the corner goes to Evie Mast. Mast drive, lane, cross-court pass, and Perrin Mishler. Mishler's three-pointer, that's going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Beatty. Bears basketball, they have a one-point lead, 140 to play in the first quarter. Here's Geiser out top. Cross-court pass to Beatty. Beatty, three-pointer's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound can be grabbed by leaping Macy Mola. Highland ball, nice look into the front court, goes to a streaking Reagan Zerger, she'll lay it up and in.
Good job, great pass by Macy. Reagan Zerger went on the floor in transition.
She has four, 12-11 lead for Highland. That's lead change number seven of the first quarter. Drive now on the dribble by Spittler. Back to the corner now. 1:17 to play first quarter. Back in the corner to Kylie Geiser. Geiser left wing, crossover to the corner. Geiser, three-pointer up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Perrin Mishler. That was a pass to Mullet, back to Mishler. 1 minute to play, first quarter. Mishler to the front quarter, has it high on the left. Now to Macy Mullet. Mullet, right side, goes to Zerger. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the floor. Grant, however, inside by Highland. On that board by Easton Miller. So we'll keep possession. Now here's Macy Mullet to the foul line. Pass inside to Mishler, goes over to Easton Miller. Knocked to the floor and stolen away by Geiser. Fourth turnover on Highland. And now Matter has it into the front court. Pass right side now to Maddie Miller. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Macy Mullett. 27 seconds. Mullett's pass left corner. Perrin Mishler. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound out top. Now goes to Macy Mullett. Back to Mishler again. Three-pointer again. This time going to be knocked down. Perrin Mishler and a foul. And apparently a chance for a four-point play, Perrin Mishler.
Yeah, I like Perrin's aggressiveness. She just, missed one there, but she got the wide open shot. You got to shoot that ball.
She didn't hesitate, that's for sure. 13 foul on Wayndale here in this quarter. And Mishler, again, chance for a four-point lead. A four-point play, I should say. 15-11 lead now for Highland. And she'll see the basketball. And we'll line it up. That free throw up in the air going to be no good. Rebound to the four. We'll go out of bounds. That's off of Brooke Compton. So it will stay with the Highland Lady Hawks.
Yeah, team offensive rebound for Highland. They get the ball to the side with 15.1. I'm sure they're going to play for one here.
Weaver's pass goes to Macy Mullen. Highland basketball. End of the quarter, 10 seconds. Mullet, drive, lane. Runner by Mullet, left hand. That's no good. Rebound going to be picked up by inside by Natalie Clever. 4 seconds. Clever's pass out top. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark by Bella Perry. Rebound goes knocked away on the rebound, I believe, by inside by Compton. And that'll do it here for the first quarter. At the end of one, it's Highland 15 and Wayndale 11. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
We invite you to visit Keim Home Center in Charm during the holiday kickoff event, November 24th through December 6th. Save 10% on select apartments, plus get a $20 Keim gift card for every $100 spent across select brands. Keim will be closed on Thursday, November 27th for Thanksgiving. Visit us online at KeimCompany.com for more details. We'll see you November 24th through December 6th for the holiday kickoff event at Keim Home Center in Charm.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Just about ready for the start of the second quarter of action as Highland has the four-point advantage. And Highland playing their season opener. Wayndale came in this game at 1-1. Reminder, tomorrow we'll have Ohio State football. The Buckeyes taking on Michigan. The airtime will be around 10:30. Kickoff just after 12 o'clock on Saturday. And then, of course, the Browns will be in action on Sunday against the 49ers. We'll have that for the Browns radio network. We're joining them about 11 a.m. kickoff right about 1 o'clock on Sunday for that matchup. And it will be Wayndale ball to begin the second quarter of play. And inbounded in the backcourt to Brooks Compton. Now to Audrey Troyer. She'll cross the midcourt line. Troyer, crossover against Edie Mast. Picks it up, bounce pass to Compton, right of the foul line. Compton, pass inside. Double team is Bainey, gets it back out top now to Audrey Troyer. Troyer thought about it, dribbles it, double team. Her pass deflected, knocked down, and diving after the basketball. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow points to Highland. They'll draw the turnover on Wayndale. First quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Highland was 3 of 8 on 3-point tries for 38%. Wayndale, 3 of 7 for 43%. Highland, rather, was 3 of 7 from 2-point range for 43%. Wayndale, 1 for 4 for 25%. Highland, 0 of 1 for the foul line. Wayndale did not attempt a foul shot. Highland at rebounding Wayndale, 10 to 6. And meanwhile, a turnover on a travel called on Highland and Reagan Zerger. And it'll be back to Wayndale. Wayndale had 5 turnovers in the first quarter, 4 for the Lady Hawks. Wayndale basketball against the Highland full court pressure, down 15 to 11 in the second quarter. Here's Kylie Geiser across the midcourt line. Geiser dribbles it out top. Now to the foul line. Out top, Compton. On the left side, back to Troyer. Troyer looks it out top of the pass. The Geiser stolen away instead by Tori Weaver. Weaver has the side of the cutting. Reagan Zerger showing up. Missed the shot. Then Zerger. Rebound goes to Kylie Geiser. Got the shot they wanted. Not able to convert. Passed inside.
They did a good defense by Tori there for sure.
Three-pointer getting off the mark now by Natalie Clever. Rebound Zerger. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullen on the left wing. Mullen to the foul line. Bumped. Lost it. And that will be a foul now on that drive by Macy Mullen. The first team foul of the quarter on Wayndale.
Yeah. Nice aggressiveness by Macy there. But, yeah, Tori Weaver at the other end, like, got in the passing lane. Stole the pass. Came down. Reagan Zerger running the floor. And nice left-hand pass. Just did not complete the layup.
First personal on Kylie Geiser. Free throw by Macy Mola, in and out, no good. She'll have one more to go. Give a gift of value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash, located on State Route 83 South Millersburg. Second free throw is good by Mullen. She has four. It's going to be a turnover on the inbounds pass that went to Compton, and they're going to call the turnover on the Lady Bears.
Yeah, I didn't quite see there, Matt, if she stepped across the baseline or what caused that. Yeah, it looks like she did, yeah.
So that'll be the eighth turnover on Wayndale in this first half. Macy Mullen inbounds it, goes right wing to Heron Mishler. Mishler to the foul line, to the lane. Her shot left hand, no good, but she drew the foul, had a step on her defender, and that was Natalie Clever, and she'll get the foul on Mishler to the foul line.
Yeah, Perrin's got really good footwork, jabbing with her defender, and then she really drew that contact. So, good skilled move there by Perrin getting to the rim.
Perrin Mishler, 5'7 sophomore, last year averaged over 4 points per game and 2.5 rebounds. Half free throws up, that's going to be good, make it 4 points now for her tonight. And you mentioned, Akuzi, you like her aggressiveness we've seen so far in the first half.
You could tell their guards are working on their perimeter footwork and finding ways to get to the rim rather than relying on the three-point line, which you absolutely have to do. But that one-year difference for Perrin from that freshman to sophomore year, difference.
And she buries both free throws. 5 points, 18-11 lead for Highland. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Wayndale ball, here's Geyser. Pass left wing, stolen away by Evie Mast. That's the ninth Wayndale turnover. Passed on the right wing. Out top, Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Georgia Persinger. Golden Bears basketball. Geyser has it now across the midcourt line, guarded by Tori Weaver. Geyser takes the right point. Out top, Compton. Left side, back to Troyer. Guarded by Evie Mast. Gets it out top, down the hands of Natalie Clever. Back over to Troyer. Troyer spins around looking. Pass to back door, cutting Natalie Clever. Her layup is good.
Good little set play there by Wayndale on the misdirection. Wide open on the backdoor layup.
First two of the game for Clever. 18-13 Highland. They hand the ball. Here's Macy Mullet near midcourt. Dribbles it high on the right. Gets the handoff to Evie Mast. Mast top of the key. 5:45 to play second quarter. Mast foul line. Lane. Pass left wing goes to Perrin Mishler. And she'll be bumped in foul. Blocking foul. He is going to be a call, I believe, on Compton.
Yeah, again, that was caused by Perrin just catching it. Little shot fake. Slowed it down. And, it's amazing how you get a year of varsity best one of your spirits in the game just slows down for you. Just really good job by Perrin.
Just good, smart basketball. And it'll be the second personal on Compton. So on the floor now for Highland will be Macy Mullen, also Tori Weaver. Also checking back in, Josie Hubble for the Lady Hawks, Reagan Zerger. And also back out there is going to be Peyton Yoder as well. Macy Mullen has it, now dribbles the right wing. Gets the handoff, now she'll keep it to the baseline. Her layup is off the glass and good.
Yeah, good little fake handoff on the wing, and Macy using her body well to score on the in transition.
Looking like a quarterback out there, 20-13 Highland. Wayndale has the basketball. Here's Audrey Troyer near midcourt. Troyer crossover left point, pass left corner. Three-pointer goes up there by Madeline Beatty. Way off the mark, rebound going to be out of bounds. It'll be off of Wayndale. Highland's going to have the basketball. Again, stay tuned later on tonight after the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Rody's IGA Marketplace.
Yeah, Matt, you know, the possession where Wayndale went back door, they're one that almost looked like a playbook out of Highland's thing, right? Then Highland comes down, does a little fake hand up on the wing, so the skill level with the guards are really good right now, watching both teams.
Looking good. Pass to the corner, goes to the dribble. Now by Peyton Yoder, now to Macy Mullen. Mullen to the baseline, cut off, cross-court pass, thrown away. Good defense that time. Stolen by Persinger. Highland has their sixth turnover. Persinger to the front court for Wayndale. Finds Bainey. Out top to Troyer. Troyer head fake. Dribbles it. Passes inside to Bainey. Double team in the paint. Lobs it back to the corner and grabbed by Persinger. Her shot for the foul line going to be knocked down. Georgia Persinger has 8 points. 20-15 Highland.
Yeah, nice pull. Jump shot by Georgia Persinger on that.
Lady Hawks with it. Here's Mullis pass. Going to be knocked away and stolen. Trying to get that to Zerger. Good defense. Now to the front court. Here's Clever. Has the knock loose on the floor. Grabs it. Back in the corner now to Troyer. Troyer, three-pointer out for the air. Going to be knocked down and she's fouled. Knocked to the floor by Macy Mullis. And she'll have a chance for a four-point play. We've seen a little bit of everything so far in this first half, Guzzi.
There's been a lot of action here, Matt.
I'd say so.
There's been a lot of action, on both ends. Just a good hustle play there by Wayndale to keep the play alive. And Audrey Troyer gets it. Now, that left corner, it seems like they've hit every three from that left corner.
Yes. That's the first foul the entire first half on Highland, meanwhile, believe it or not.
Yep.
So Troyer at the foul line. That free throw's up, going to be no good. Can't complete the four-point play. Goes out of bounds, though, off of her teammate Clever. It'll be Highland basketball.
That would make it safe to say that nobody for Highland's in foul trouble in the first half.
I would say not. No, that was
there we go.
A good thing on the Highland side. 20-18 Highland, 4:08 to play, second quarter. In an entertaining first half. Paramistler dribbles it right wing. Gets the handoff. Torrey Weaver. Weaver juggles it, grabs it. Now the drive by Peyton Yoder. Back to the corner now to Paramistler. She'll back it up on the right wing. Mishler to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Yoder, but stolen away instead by Georgia Persinger. That's the eighth Highland turnover. To the front court now to Clever. Into the corner, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Spittler. Rebound to the four. Going to be a corral this time by Bella Perry. Wayne Nilball back to Clever. Poke loose on the left wing. Gets the hand off to Persinger. Her cross-court pass right side. Now over to Bella Perry. On the right block inside the Kylie Geyser. Back to the three-pointer by Perry. Going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Perry. She'll lay it up and in. Bella Perry with that basket. And it makes it a tie ball game at 20 apiece. 3:20 to play. Second quarter. Timeout called. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
Tie of all games so far, and really it's been a back-and-forth first half, Cousy.
Yeah, a lot of action on both ends of the floor, Matt. And Highland got a little bit careless with the basketball those last couple possessions, and almost looked like they got tired, so they got kind of complacent with their passing. Wayne Dill, a good team, they're going to make you pay for that.
5-0 run by Wayne Dill. As a result, Highland basketball out of the timeout. Here's Zerker, pass inside, going to be stolen away on that backdoor cut. Highland trying to get it back to it. It'll be tied up. Hell ball arrow does point to Wayne Dill, so will indeed be a turnover. The ninth on the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. Their crisp passing that Highland had in that first quarter, they're just not as crisp with their passes, and you know, on time, on target here in the second quarter, creating turnovers.
Wayne Dill beats the press. Here's Kylie Geyser with it across the timeline. Tied at 20. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Geyser's pass deflected away back to the far side. Chased down by Perry. Perry, top of the key on the dribble. Pass inside to Kylie Geyser, double team. Nowhere to go with it. Poke loose and stolen away by Weaver. That's the 10th turnover on Wayne Dill. Evie Mass to the front court. Allen cross-court pass to Macy Millett. Millett drive, lane, her layup left hand. That's good.
Yeah. Good little shot fake by Macy, finishing with the left hand.
And she's now up to 8 points in the first half. 22-20 lead for Highland. 2.5 to go in the first half. Here's Kylie Geyser for Wayne Dill across the timeline. Again, guarded by Weaver. Geyser out top. Crossover. Comes to a jump stop. Pass out top to Perry. On the right wing, now to Maddie Miller. Miller guarded by Perry Mistler. Good tight defense. And double team. Finally a timeout called, I believe, or will it be? Arena foul call.
Yeah, it looks like the ref, I think, assumed they were going to take the timeout.
Right.
But it was close to a five-second call.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to take the timeout to save the turnover.
So a little bit of a break for Wayne Dill there, I guess. It'll be inbounded over to Georgia Persinger. Gets the hand up back to Kylie Geyser. 2 minutes to play in the half. Geyser crossover left point, spins around top of the key. On the right wing, out top now to Perry. Left side of the pass goes to Audrey Troyer. Gets it back out top now. Here's the dribble now by Maddie Miller. And a charge called as she ran into Perry Mistler.
Yeah, that's the second time that's happened with that high ball screen that Wayne Dill's got caught on that. And yeah, Perry doing a good job of trying to fight through it and just a moving screen. They're going to call that every time.
14th foul, Wayne Dill. First personal on Maddie Miller in the 11th turnover on the Lady Bears. Highland ball up 22-20. Here's Macy Millett to the right wing. Pass inside, right block to Reagan Zerger. Nice dump pass, going to be off the hands of Peyton Yoder. Couldn't handle the pass, and a turnover.
Yeah, good look by Reagan Zerger. Peyton couldn't quite handle that pass.
Pass to the corner, now goes over to Kylie Geyser. Geyser inside on the pass. Goes down top. Now that Persiner, her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound, Evie Mast. Highland ball. Mast to the front court. Pass right side to a cutting Regensberger. Her shot no good. Rebound to the four. Fought for. A scrum for the basketball. It'll be a held ball. Arrow does point to Highland this time around. So we'll get the team rebound. 1:17 to play in the half. Highland ball and a two-point lead. Macy Mullett looking to win man up. Hit in the corner. Goes over to Zerker. Back to Mullett. Out top. Evie Mass for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Persiner. Here's Geiser across the timeline for Wayne. Poklos knocked away by Peyton Yoder. And now Mullett has the steal. Right side to Per Mistler. Thought about it. Now a three-pointer by Mistler's up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
Yeah, good job by Per and going left off that dribble.
She has 8 points, knocking down her second three-pointer. Highland back to a five-point lead at 25-20. 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. Wayndale ball, and here's Geiser with the handoff. Here's Audrey Troyer now with the basketball. Working against Macy Mullen. On the right block, to Geiser. Double team. Backs it up to the corner. Geiser, nowhere to go with it. Pass inside. Give her to Perry. Bella Perry backs it in. Back to the right wing. Three-pointer up in the air by Clever. That's off the mark. Rebound to Macy Mullett. Highland with it with 23 seconds to play in the half. Maybe trying to look for that final shot of the half.
I would agree. That's what Coach Stabaugh wants.
Here's Mullett to the right wing. See if they can do it. Inside to Zerger. Zerger's cross-court pass down to Mister. Her three-pointer's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound slapped to the floor. Going to be a foul call. Going after that ball. That's going to be, I believe, slapped on Natalie Clever.
Yeah, great job by Peyton Yoder of just like battling for position, calls that foul, but your shot goes up. Peyton went to the backside, and Highland's actually going to be in the double bonus here.
That's big of the 15th foul on Wayne deal, as you mentioned. So at the foul line going to be Perrin Mistler. 25-20 lead for Highland. Mistler lines up this free throw attempt, and that's going to be up in the air, going to be good. Are you thinking about remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet 1 in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet 1-330-852-3890 as Mistler buries both free throws. 7-point lead for Highland. Wayndale ball, 4 seconds. Into the front court goes to Troyer. Troyer left wing. Troyer three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down at the buzzer. Audrey Troyer. Wow. In a hand in her face.
You know, it's interesting, Matt. I remember a couple years ago up here, Highland, I think Ashley Mollett hit a long three at the buzzer right before the half.
Yeah.
That just deja vu.
Here it is once again. Exactly. Halftime score. What a entertaining first half it was. It is Highland 27, Wayndale 23. Back around the recap, the first half for you after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, They're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
It was a fun one in the first half. In the halftime score, it's Highland 27 and Wayndale 23. A first quarter that saw seven lead changes back and forth. A win. Highland had a 15-11 lead after one. Then in the second quarter, each team scored 12 points as it was tied at 20. At one point, Highland would go on a 7-0 run to take a 27-20 lead. Then the three-pointer at the buzzer by Edward Troyer would make it 27-23 at the half in favor of the Highland Lady Hawks. Individual scoring leaders leading the way for Highland, that was Perrin Mishler. As the sophomore in that first half would go 2 for 5 from beyond the arc, 0 for 2 from two-point range. She was 4 of 5 from the foul line. Perrin Mishler had 10 first-half points. Also, Macy Mullet in the first half, 1 for 2 on three-point tries, 2 for 3 from two-point range, 1 for 2 from the foul line. Mullet had 8 first-half points. 4 points also scored by Reagan Zerger, 3 for Josie Hubble, and 2 points for Tori Weaver, rounding out the Highland total of 27. For Wayndale, leading the way was Georgia Persinger in that first half. Persinger went 2 for 2 from beyond the arc, 1 for 1 from two-point range. She would finish up with 8 first-half points, while Audrey Troyer nailed 2 three-pointers in that first half, including that buzzer beater at the end of the half, as Audrey Troyer would go 2 for 2 from beyond the arc with that total of 6 points for her. 3 points scored by Madeline Bainey, 2 apiece for Natalie Crowther, as well as Brooke Compston, and 2 points for Bella Perry, rounding out the Wayndale total of 23. Halftime score, it's Highland 27, Wayndale 23, and Cousy has a look at the first half team numbers.
So, Matt, for the first half for Highland, they went 4 of 12 from the 3 for 33%. From the two-point line, Highland went 5 of 10 for 50%. The free-throw line, Highland went 5 of 7, including 4 of 5 by Perrin Mishler for 71%. Highland did have 16 rebounds and only 10 turnovers. For Wayndale, their 23 points came via this way. They went 5 of 14 from the three-point line for 38%. They went 4 of 7 from the 2 for 57%. Wayndale only shot one free throw. They did miss that one, so they're 0 for 1. They had 10 rebounds, so Highlands went plus 6 on the glass. And Wayndale committed 12 turnovers in that first half, Matt. So, overall, a very even game, and especially for Wayndale's leading scorer with Kylie Geiser not scoring. Other kids are really stepping up. Georgia Persinger and Audrey Troyer. We got ourselves a really good ball game here.
Yes, we do. Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Macy Mullen had 4 boards in the first half. And also for Wayndale, 4 rebounds for Georgia Persinger in that first half of play. We mentioned back and forth in that first half. And what are you looking here for the two teams in the second half of play, Cousy?
Matt, I'm curious to see if Coach Geiser, does some things differently offensively to try to get Kylie Geiser going off in the scorebook. But Highland doing a really nice job of handling that high ball screen that they like to run a lot, and then for Highland, they've missed some opportunity on layups, but they're running some nice stuff. I think the kids off the bench for both teams, especially for Highland, are coming in and contributing. I really like that little play that gets out goes up on the scoreboard right before the half. Highland took a 3-pointer, miss Peyton Yoder goes backside glass. I think Perrin gets fouled, makes 2 free throws, a big difference. So it's those little things. I think that I think both teams continue to shoot the three, but curious if Coach Geiser does some things here early on to try to get Kylie Geiser going.
Halftime score, Highland 27, Wayndale 23. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Palm Marine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Palm Marine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Palm Marine provider nearby. Visit PalmMarineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Palm Marine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Run of this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes, who's producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio. They'll find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It is Michael Hammond back in the studio, McCoy alongside David Cousy Border here for tonight's broadcast. And just about ready for the start of the second half on the floor for Highland. Macy Mullett, Perrin Mishler is out there, Reagan Zerger, Tori Weaver, and Evie Mast. And for Wayndale, it is out there Andre Troyer, Kylie Geiser, Natalie Clever, Georgia Persinger, and Brooke Compson. Wayndale has the ball first at side court to begin the third quarter. Going from left to right. With the basketball, here is Andre Troyer across the midcourt line. Working against Evie Mast. Her pass right side, received now by Brooke Compson. Gets it back out top, back to Kylie Geiser. Jab step, Geiser looking, dribbles into the foul line, comes to a jump stop, gets the handoff. Here's the drive by Porsinger. Porsinger shot for the foul line, that's going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Macy Mullett. Highland basketball going right to left with it. Now across the timeline, Mullett on the right side. Mullett out top down to Zerger. Zerger to the foul line, to the lane, into the corner goes to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline, cut off, cross-court pass going to be into the hands now of Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the baseline, her cross-court pass to Weaver. Left side back to Mast, down to Macy Mullett, who has the basketball. Little drive, running by the left hand by Macy Mullett, no good. Rebound grabbed by Georgia Persinger. Wayndale has the ball. And Geiser across the half-court line.
Yeah, Torrey's just done an amazing job on Geiser so far tonight.
She's been a menace and almost got the steal that time. They'll call a kick ball on Weaver, but almost got that steal.
Yeah, Matt, we talked about during the halftime break, Geyser's only got one shot off here on the perimeter, and then she is posting up quite a bit, so see what Wayndale does here to try to get her more touches.
See if they change that up. Inbound to Compton. Back over to Geyser. Geyser dribbles it now left wing. Back to the corner now. Received now by Natalie Clever. Back out top. Deflected. She stacked down by Compton. Hands it off to Kylie Geyser. High on the left. Geyser top of the key. Out of the right wing. Back in the corner. Deflected away. Goes out of bounds off of, I believe, Clever. And that'll be a turnover.
Yeah, I think, the inadvertent pass went off her own teammate. And Highland gets the ball back on the 13th turnover by Wayndale.
So Highland has it, and it'll be Macy Mullen across the midcourt line. She'll find Weaver. Left side, Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the baseline. Mishler, runner up there, going to be good. Got the roll.
Yeah, well, really nice take there by Perrin. Going left and getting behind the backboard, shooting right.
Meanwhile, a travel going to be called on Audrey Troyer in the backcourt. So Wayndale, their 14th turnover. Highland has the ball right back up 29-23. Mishler has 12 points now after that last basket. 6:25 to play, third quarter. Weaver at side court, inbounds it into the hands of Macy Mullen. Mullen left wing. Hands it off back to Weaver. Out top now to Zerker. Zerker to the foul line. Her 15-footers up there going to be off the mark. Rebound goes over to Kylie Geyser. Geyser across the half court line for Wayndale. Into the corner, now the drive by Clever. Clever to the baseline, cut off by Weaver. Now to Persinger to the foul line. Right side back to Troyer. Troyer thought about it, dribbles it to the foul circle. Gets the handoff now to Natalie Clever. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. Crossover left wing. Working against Evie Mass. Back on the three-pointer to Troyer. Troyer's shot's no good. Rebound to Reagan Zerger. Atlas a pass to Mast. Mast to the front court. Crossover out top. Into the corner goes to Perrin Mishler. Mishler drive to the lane. Lost it. On the floor, diving after a Weaver. She can't get it, and stolen by Persinger. Highland has their 11th turnover. Into the corner now, received by Clever for Wayndale. Her cross-court pass goes inside now to Compton. She missed the layup. Rebound going to be grabbed by Zerger. Highland ball, here's Macy Mullet to the front court. 5:20 to play, third quarter. Highland up by 6. Mullet left wing. It's going to be a foul called, I believe, on an illegal screen set by Kylie Geyser.
Yeah, that time, yeah, Tori actually was in good position, and Geyser ran into the screen, and, yeah, Geyser picked up the foul.
Her second personal, first team foul on Wayndale. So Hilo had the ball to inbound. It'll be Josie Hubble who checked in, the 5'9 freshman for Hilo. Her pass goes to Macy Mullet. Also, Peyton Yoder is in. Mullet to the right wing. Out top to Yoder, back over to Macy Mullen. Her pass right to the foul line to Reagan Zerger. Zerger to the right blocker. Shot off the last is going to be good.
That's a really good move by Reagan Zerger.
Yes, it was. 6 points for her. 31-23 Lady Hawks. Audrey Troyer to the front court for Wayndale. Has it out top. Hands it off now where it's going to be grabbed near side over to Perry. Right side over to Izzy Motter. Three-pointer up there by Troyer is no good. Rebound chased down by Macy Mullen. Mullen across the timeline. Nice look inside, but stolen away by Troyer. Highland has their 12th turnover. Troyer to the front court on the fast break. Troyer backs it up to the corner. Picks it up. Now the right block inside that Georgia Persinger. Backs it in. Persinger. Fadeaway jumper going to be no good off the last. Rebound grabbed by Hubble. Highland ball. Mullen across the half court line. 4:18 to play third quarter. Now to Zerger right on the foul line again. Zerger backs it up to the corner. Nothing there. Lost it back to Mullet, high on the right. Mullet resets the offense, dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner left hand up in the air, going to be no good off the rim. Rebound goes to Audrey Troyer. She's stolen away, though, by Hubble. Hubble going to be fouled after she got the rebound by Audrey Troyer. Second team foul Wayndale, and Troyer has her first personal foul.
Yeah, Josie, nice job of staying around the basketball, making an aggressive play, and she'll get her first two varsity free throw attempts here.
Hubble nailed a three-pointer in that first quarter. As you mentioned, at the foul line now. And choose from a selection of stackable Burstone bracelets, engagement wings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. Hubble nails the first free throw. She has 4 points now on the night. Strong third quarter so far by Highland, up 32-23. As Wayne has not scored so far.
I was just going to comment on their defense. The Highland defense, I'm sure Coach Slade will talk about that a lot at halftime.
Second free throw, no good by Hubble. Rebound going to be pulled down by Maya Spittler. Wayndale has the basketball across the timeline. Here's Kylie Geiser, right side, Persener. Persener, cross-court pass, goes left side. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be off the mark. But a shot by Spittler, and goes over the backboard after the missed shot. So Highland's going to hand the ball. Highland with it. And up by nine is checking in. Going to be Perrin Mishler replacing Macy Mullen. And man in the hands of Perrin Mishler. On the floor, Easton Miller as well for Highland. Mishler across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Drive to the baseline. Cut off. Fair pass to a cutting teammate. And thrown away. Off the hands of Sienna Emil, has it stolen away. Into the front court. Here's the drive to the baseline. Now by Spittler. Cross-court pass. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark by Kylie Geiser. And a foul called, I believe, on Sienna Emil going after that loose ball.
Yes, you know, just trying to box out there on the backside, but got caught with a hold. So Highland's first foul here in the third quarter.
Tori Weaver now in. Out is going to be Reagan Zerger. It'll be Highland to inbound it, but he threw him backboard. Christy Wayndale, rather, to inbound the basketball. He inbounded to the corner. Grabbed near side by Bainey. Out top, Persener. Her pass inside the paint to Geiser. Double team back in the corner now. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be by Motter. No good. Rebound slapped around a couple of times on the floor. Juggled and finally grabbed by Persener. Into the corner now. Received now into the hands of Maya Spittler. Spittler to the baseline. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Hubble. It'll stay with Wayndale. But no easy shots coming for Wayndale in this third quarter.
Yeah, again, Highland, great team defense. And just, they're just very scrappy and aggressive around the basketball.
3 minutes to play in the third. Wayne went in man. Under the corner goes to Persener. Persener to the baseline. Under the bucket. And she'll be bumped and fouled by Perrin Mishler, they're going to say. And that'll be the second team foul on Highland. Mishler has her first. Matt Croy alongside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast.
Yeah, Highland with that little... these teams know each other so well, right? So, like, their little fake hand up in the corner and that bounce play, Highland's not going to fall for that.
And now Geiser to inbound. Her pass goes to Bainey. Her shot left hand off the glass is good. Madeline Bainey has 5 points. 32-25 lead for Highland. First points of the quarter, though, for Wayndale. With 2:45 to play in the third. Here's Evie Mass to the foul line. Her 50-footers up there going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Spittler. Spittler has a poke loose and a bounce by Weaver, but Wayndale will have it on the back baseline. Or will it? Will it be off of Wayndale or... It will. They're going to say it's a turnover on Wayndale.
Well, they're going to talk about it here, Jim.
We shall see.
Yeah. I think one ref seen it one way, they're seeing it the other way, so we'll see who wins the discussion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, indeed, it will be Wayndale ball.
I think that's the right call.
Yep.
I think it's the right call, yep.
So, Persener will have it against the Fulker pressure of Highland. She'll inbound it, goes over to Maya Spittler.
Yeah, good job by the officials of getting together and talking about it.
Yep. Making sure you get that right call. Here's Geiser across the timeline. Her pass, right corner, three-pointer up there by Spittler. Going to be off the mark. Rebound goes over to the floor. Going to be grabbed and ripped away by Motter. Three-pointer, meanwhile, by Bainey. Banked in, Madeline Bainey. Banks are open. Bainey, her second three-pointer tonight. Highland ball. Here's Mishler to the baseline. Dumps it inside of Zerger. Triple team. Her shot no good. Rebound on the floor. Is picked up by Spittler. Now Wayndale ball. They're down 32-28 all of a sudden. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Geiser's pass to Bainey. Thought about it. Dribbles it. Picks it up. Back in the corner. Goes over to the far side. Over to Motter. Izzy Motter back to Bainey. Bainey, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. He's going to be fought for. Dove after by Macy Mullen. Goes out of bounds, though. Nobody could corral it. It'll be off of Mullen's hands, and Wayndale's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, right now, Wayndale's getting on the 50-50 balls.
It's the R. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Roadies IGA. Timeout called, 1:42 to play in the third, 32-28 Highland. This is Girls High School Basketball on WKLM.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
It's the kids from Deanna and Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
brick chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
DNM Rocks!
Well, Highland began the third quarter on a 5-0 run, but since then, Wayndale back on a 5-0 run, and they're right back in this ballgame, Cousy.
Yeah, they have, Matt, and that's because of 50-50 balls and hustle plays. Highland was getting them early in this quarter. Right now, Wayndale, the last 2 minutes, has done a really good job of keeping possessions alive and clawing their way back into it.
Wayndale has that on the timeout at side court. Here's Andre Troyer's pass to Bainey. Back to Andre Troyer. She'll work it against Evie Mast. Into the front court. Troyer. Pass left side. Gives the Geyser. Geyser to the foul line. Back to the corner to the Bainey. Bainey, three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound corralled inside by Maddie Miller. Miller kicks it back out top to Geyser to reset the offense. Geyser to the foul line. Stutter step. Out top Bainey. Bainey, pass right corner, goes to Maddie Miller. Miller to the baseline. Falls down. Lost her footing, goes out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover.
Yeah, just lost her footing along the baseline. Coach Geyser thought maybe she got bumped a little bit, but goes back to Highland here.
Turnover number 16 on Wayndale. So Highland has it in a four-point lead with 1:17 to play in the third. Macy Mullen across the half-court line. Rolling out top, now to the left wing. Mullen gets the handoff, Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the foul line, to the lane. Mishler, layup going to be good on the drive.
Good take by Perrin with the right hand, kind of cleared the lane, and no help defense. Perrin able to finish.
She has 14, 34, 28 lead for Highland. Wayndale basketball. Here's Troyer with it. Pass right corner goes to Bainey. Bainey dribbles it right wing. Back out top of the pass down to Izzy Motter. 40 seconds. Motter to the foul line. Dumps it inside, goes to Geyser. Going to be, I believe, out of bounds. And ooh, it's going to be off the Highland, they're going to say, somehow. Off the Evie Mast hands, and Wayndale fortunate to keep this basketball.
Yeah, Geyser went to save it to yeah. Evie, and Evie was just inadvertently stepping on the baseline. Just like they drew it up.
Exactly. So Andre Troyer, as a result, will have it. End of the corner of the pass goes to Bainey. Out top to Monty Miller here on the right side, and back in the hands now of Izzy Motter. Motter to the foul line. Hands it off to Andre Troyer. Troyer on the right point. 25 seconds to play. Third quarter. Wayndale has the ball down by six. Here's Motter with it. Crossover to the foul line. She'll find Maddie Miller. Miller drives to the lane. And gets called for extra steps that time. Good closeout defense by Macy Mullet.
Yep, Macy with the fundamental defense. Caused a turnover. And Highland gets back here with about 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. See what they draw up here.
Weaver inbounds it to Macy Mullet in the backcourt. Tight defense by Kylie Geyser. Mullet a three-quarter score. Dribbles it across the midcourt line. 9 seconds. Mullet now right wing. Picks it up. Pass outside. Now to Zerger. Zerger drive. Lane. And she'll be fouled on that drive. And a hands on her by Madeline Bainey.
Yeah, Macy, good job of getting the ball to Reagan Zerger at the top of the key and just let her create and get to the rim. And goes to the free throw line here for her first two free throw attempts of the season.
Bainey's first 13th foul, Wayndale. As you mentioned, in the act of shooting for Reagan Zerger. Stepping to the foul line. 6 points for her for the 5'10 junior. Free throw up in the air. Going to be no good on the first attempt. 3.6 seconds to play, third quarter. Highland a 34-28 lead. Second free throw by Zerger. That's up. That's going to be good. Splits a pair. She has 7. Focal pressure on. Geyser to inbound. Goes to Persinger. Mercer dribbles it just past midcourt. Her three-pointer at the buzzer is going to be no good. And that'll close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 35, Wayndale 28. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
CDL training in our community. That's right. Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education, as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
Courses begin September 15th.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
Highland Outreach outscored Wayndale 8-5 in that third quarter. All ready for the start of the fourth quarter of action. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Bryce Haynes and Andrew Dunlap. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond is back in the studio. Highland ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's Macy Millis pass front court to Torrey Weaver. Left side, Perrin Mishler. Mishler dribbles it down to the foul line. Drive, runner by Mishler. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Zerger, however. Back to Evie Master. Three-pointer, knockdown.
Yeah, great job by Ragged of getting that offensive rebound, giving Evie the wide-open three.
She was due. Her first points in the game, Evie Mast. 38-28 lead now for Highland. Wayne Nilmall, Geiser's pass to the corner, goes over to Audrey Troyer. Dumps it inside the Persener. Backs it in. Persener, shot left hand, that's no good. Rebound to Torrey Weaver. Highland ball. Here's Mullins. Long pass. Front court goes to Zerger, but knocked out of bounds by Wayneville. And Highland will keep basketball. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Highland did not attempt the three-point shot. Wayneville 1 for 10 for just 10%. Highland 3 for 8 from two-point range for 38%. Wayneville 1 of 4 for 25%. Highland 2 of 4 for the foul line for 50%. Inbounded pass goes to Perrin Mishler. She's cut off. Kicks the left wing. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Spittler. And Wayndale did not attempt the foul shot in the third. Wayndale out-rebounded Highland 8-6. Five turnovers for Wayndale, four for Highland in that third quarter of play. Wayndale basketball now in the fourth quarter, down by 10. Here's Spittler, gets the dribble to the left corner, gets the handoff to Persener. She'll take it out top. The handoff now goes over to Natalie Clever. Clever on the right wing. Pass near side, Audrey Troyer. Troyer to the foul line, to the lane, runner by Troyer up in the air, going to be in and out, no good, rebound to Reagan Zerger. Highland ball, Mullet now across the timeline. Mullet to the foul line, to the lane, runner by Mullet, left hand, that's going to be no good, rebound tipped in the hands of Perrin Mishler. Double team, kicks it left side, going to be stolen away by Troyer. She falls down though, and finally grabbed by Clever for Wayndale to the front court. Her cross-court pass left side. Back to Spittler. Spittler to the baseline. Her runner going to be no good off the side of the backboard. Rebound to Macy Mullen. Mullen has it on the fast break for Highland. Mullen to the foul line. Into the corner to Mishler. Mishler to the baseline. Her 10-footers up in the air going to be good.
It's a really nice move by Perrin on the baseline.
She's been outstanding. 16 points for Perrin Mishler. 40-28 lead for Highland, up to a 12-point advantage and a timeout called by Wayndale. 5:58 to play in the fourth quarter. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh and Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Reminder to stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Rohde's IGA Marketplace. It'll be Michael Hammond reporting all of area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Wayno has the basketball here to end on the timeout, but Highland a strong fourth quarter so far, Cousy.
They have, and again, Highland's doing a really good job of limiting to Wayndale to one shot, and their guards are making a lot of skill moves with the basketball, with footwork, and being able to be creative.
Here's Andre Troyer with the basketball for the Golden Bears. Dribbles the right wing. Comes to a jump stop, passed out top. Nobody there, but finally chased down by Kylie Geiser. Out top of the pass to Izzy Motter. Takes it left point. Motter drives the lane. Her shot left hand going to be off the glass. No good. And the wild shot, but a blocking foul is going to be called, I believe, on Macy Mullet.
It was Macy tried to sink in the rim. I thought dribble penetration just a little bit late.
That's her second first team foul on Highland. And at the foul line, Izzy Motter, the 5'7 freshman, looking for her first points of the contest. That free throw's up. It's going to be good. Got the roll.
First point of the contest, first point of her high school career right there.
How about that? Yep. For the freshman.
Yeah, both freshmen that have played, her and Josie for Highland, both have played really well here for their first varsity experience.
We've looked good. That free throw going to be no good there. Rebound grabbed by Hubble for Highland. Highland with the basketball. Wayne Dale scored their first point of the fourth quarter. Pass by Mishler, and going to be timeout instead by Highland. 5:29 to go, 40-29 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
11-point lead for Highland, and really both teams have played hard tonight, Cousy.
They have, and, you know, Wayndale, obviously, they're going to change things up. Just like what they did there, they came with a double team, forced Highland to take a timeout, not turn the ball over, so you can expect Wayndale to keep pressuring Highland here in the last 5 minutes.
By the way, state semifinal football, it's Glendale over Indian Valley at halftime, 12-0. Here's Paramister after the inbounds pass, double team and half-court violation. So good closeout on the double team that time on the trap, forces the turnover on Highland. That'll be, for them, their 17th.
Yeah, just like we talked about there, Matt. I mean, yeah, Wayndale's definitely going to crank up the pressure, so Highland's going to have to figure out how to handle that.
Inbounded to Persinger for Wayndale. Hands it off to Audrey Troyer. Wayndale ball down by 11. Troyer right wing. Troyer, no extra step. Her shot no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be grabbed now by Geiser. Back to Persinger. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound tipped into the hands of Peyton Yoder, and she'll be fouled. And that foul going to be snapped on Izzy Motter. First team foul Wayndale. Motter has her second personal. And now Macy Mullet back in, Reagan Zerger in, Hubble, as well as Peyton Yoder will have a seat. Highland ball on the back baseline, inbounded to Macy Mullet. Facing the 1-2-2 press here by Wayndale. Pass near side to Zerger, cross court pass to Mullet, she'll cross the timeline. Mullet to the foul line. Down to Zerger, back to Mullet. Mullet to the foul line, to the lane, put one up in the air, going to be good.
Good aggressive move by Macy, handling that pressure and attacking the rim.
She has 10 points, 42-29 Highland. Wayndale ball. Troyer to the front court. Dribbles the right wing, gets the handoff now to Izzy Motter. She'll find Spittler. Maya Spittler with it. On the pass inside, the Geiser deflected away on the floor. And diving after that basketball is going to be, I believe, Zerger will be tied up. Arrow does stay with Wayndale.
Kind of like the hustle there by Reagan Zerger. Ball was on the floor, and she dove right in to try to get hot on the possession.
Went right after it. Yep. 4.5 to play, fourth quarter. 42-29 Highland. Just 1 point scored in the quarter so far for Wayndale. Troyer to inbound it. Her pass goes to Persinger. Her shot no good, but she was fouled. Hacked on the arm by Macy Mullet, her third. Second team foul on Highland.
It's a couple times on base and out of bounds that Highland's had problems with that little rollback person, right? They scored off at once right there. Persinger steps in, so Highland's got to defend the baseline out of bounds.
Georgia Persinger has not scored so far in the second half. 8 first-half points for her. Knocked out a couple of three-pointers in that first quarter. The free throw going to be in and out, and it's no good. 13-point lead for Highland, 4.5 to go. second free throw. The person you're up in the air going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound, Perrin Mister. Mister bumped, and finally they call the foul. She was fouled by Geiser. Second team foul on Highland. Geiser, her third personal. So Highland will have it here on the back baseline. Again, they'll face that full court press by Wayneville. Another 1-2-2. Embedded to Macy Mullen. Back to Weaver. Weaver dribbles it. She'll find Mishler to the front court. Her cross-court pass right side. Evie Master, three-pointer is good.
I like how Highland is handling the pressure. They're making him pay with baskets.
They are. Evie Master, in fact, her second three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Half pass inside, going to be grabbed by Persinger, but stolen away by Macy Mullett. The turnover on Wayneville. Into the front court. Mass pass goes to Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the corner. Picks it up. Finds Evie Mast. Out top, Macy Mullen. Highland up 45-29. They had the ball. Ball thrown away and stolen by Persinger. As she'll get the steal. Looking to get rid of the ball. Nobody there to help her out. And it's going to be a held ball. Arrow does point to Highland, I believe.
Yeah, I think a lot of players were waiting for about 10 seconds for the ref to call a tie-up.
Yeah, I think so.
They finally got it. So, but yeah, stays here with Highland.
18 turnovers for Wayneville, 17 for Highland tonight. Weaver's pass near corner goes over to Evie Mast. Back to Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. Cross-court pass down right side on a three-pointer by Mishler. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Troyer, and she'll be slapped with the foul. It'll be the third team foul on Highland in this fourth quarter. Weaver's going to get that foul. Her first personal. Full-court pressure on by Highland. Embedded by Geiser. Goes to Troyer. 3.5 to go. Troyer guarded tightly by Evie Mast. Almost got the steal, but they'll call her for the foul. Her first personal. Now 14 fouls on Highland.
Yeah, Evie just being a little aggressive trying to make a steal in the backcourt, but a little too much body on that one.
So Kylie Geiser now to embed it. Far side in the backcourt for the Golden Bears. She'll do so to Natalie Clever. Back to Geiser. Geiser across the timeline. Kylie Geiser, new points so far tonight. Dribbles at left point. Geiser, three-pointer up, and they are going to be way off the mark. Missed everything. It'll be Highland basketball. And the Lady Hawks did a good job really kind of taking her out of her game here tonight, Akuzi.
Yeah, they have. They've had different defenders on her, but Tori's been the key defender to really frustrate Kylie, I think.
Came in averaging 10 points per game. Inbounded to Zerger against that Fulker press. She'll find Macy Mullett. Mullett will race it across the half-court line. Mullet to the foul line, back to the corner. Here's Evie Mast. Out top of the pass to Tori Weaver. 3:08 to play. Weaver to the left point. Backs it up near the midcourt line. Her pass down to Macy Mullet with it high on the right. Mullet dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Nice dump pass to Zerger. Her layup is good.
Nice dish by Macy and Reagan Zerger handling that pass and finishing it off.
She has 9, 47-29. Highland still just 1 point in the quarter by Wayneville. Three-pointer by Persinger is no good. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullett. Now it's a pass down to Perrin Mishler. Mishler on the right wing. Mishler to the baseline. Nice move. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound by Evie Mass under the basket. She's double-teamed. That'll cause a timeout for Highland with 2:32 to go. Highland 47, Wayneville 29. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HTGO56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HTGO56. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other location in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811 in Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Highland has opened up an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. Kuzi, they've done it with defense.
They have a lot of kids really getting at the ball and guarding the basketball really good. And, you know, some of the key players for Wayneville not even able to get real quality shots. So credit to Highland's team defense.
Highland Bow out top, Evie Mast finds Reagan Zerger back to Evie Mast. She'll reset the offense near midcourt, now back to Macy Mullen. Mullen dribbles the left side, now back to Tori Weaver, back to Mullen. 2:20 to play. Down to Evie Mast, high on the right side, double team. Hands it off to Mullen. Mullen dribbles it to the foul line. Nice look inside to Zerger. Lost it. Grabbed, however, by Perrin Mister. Mister out top to Evie Mast. As Highland will continue to play keep away here with 2:04 to go. As he'll spread the floor. Now Mullet back over to Weaver. Weaver, crosser pass, Perrin Mister. Mister to the baseline. Her layup is good.
And Perrin's just got a really quick first step.
Yes, she does. And that was textbook that time from Highland. 18 points, Perrin Mister. Highland's up by 20. Mister knocks it to the floor, stolen by Evie Mast. Mast back inside, she'll throw it back away, stolen by Kylie Geiser. Geiser for Wayne Neal on the fast break. Right side to Audrey Troyer. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound. Going to be corralled by Macy Mullen. Mullen dribbles it. Double team. Nowhere to go with it. Stolen by Monter. Inside Persinger. Out top of the three-pointer by Clever. That's no good. Rebound. Going to be a foul called, I believe. Going inside over the back, I believe, was Kylie Geiser. Went over the back of Macy Mullen. 13 foul on Wayne Neal. Geiser has her fourth personal foul. 1:19 to play. Again, just like the way Highland has just continued to get better as this game has gone on. Of course, their first game of the year.
Yeah, they have, and you could tell there's a lot of talent and depth there. So as Highland season goes on, kids will get more experience. And but good start to the season. I'm sure Coach Slayball is going to be pretty happy about it.
Here's Peyton Yoder. The Zerger, left corner now with dribble now by Sienna Emmel. Back over to Peyton Yoder. Back out top down to Perrin Mischler. As they'll spread the fourth, 1 minute to go. Highland up 49-29. Mister dribbles it. Top of the key. Final 54 seconds. She'll take her right point down to the foul line to lane. Mister up in the air. Going to miss the shot. Rebound knocked out top. Going to be grabbed by Zerger, however. And going to be a timeout called by Highland. 43 seconds to go. 49-29 Lady Hawks. That timeout just to allow them maybe to get some players in, though, for Highland.
Yeah, that's what Coach Slayball did. So, good job of getting a couple other kids in here for some varsity action.
Josie Hubble to inbound it. Does so now to Sienna Emmel. Emmel, 5'6", sophomore guard. 35 seconds to go. Emmel still with that dribble, looking. Nowhere to go with it. He gets a pass into the hands now. Peyton Yoder. 25 seconds. Back to Emmel. Highland looking to run out this clock and get their first victory of the season. 18 seconds to go. Out of the final 15, here's Peyton Yoder. 10 seconds to go. That ball deflected and stolen away now by Audrey Troyer. Highland with their 19th turnover. 3 seconds to go. Troyer to the corner. 1 second, and that will do it. Highland gets the victory on the road in their season opener tonight by the final score of 49-29 over Wayne Neal. Highland 1-0. Wayne Neal will drop their record to 1-2. Again, the final, Highland 49, Wayne Neal 29. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with Logivision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At Logivision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. Logivision Technologies, local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Well, Thanksgiving is almost here. You ready?
Ready. The only thing I've prepped is my appetite.
then we're hitting Rody's IGA. They've got frozen whole honeysuckle white or Jennie-O turkeys for just $1.48 a pound.
Wait, turkey that cheap? I might cook two this year.
Do it. And grab frozen turkey breasts for $1.28 a pound.
At that price, I'm inviting the whole neighborhood, even Carl.
They've also got 80% premium ground beef for $5.48 a pound. And North Carolina orange flesh sweet potatoes for just 68 cents a pound.
I'm getting full just hearing about that.
Get ready for Thanksgiving, now through November 30th, at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Middlesbrough.
If you are interested in helping a child or a grandchild prepare to pay for college, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburgh Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I can help you set up a 529 college savings plan, which offers great tax incentives when the funds are used for qualified education expenses. Call or stop by my office at 212 North Washington Street in Millersburgh.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
It is the final girls high school basketball highlight. Their season opener on the road. They defeat Wayndale by the score of 49-29. Really closing out the fourth quarter strong to get this 20-point win. For Highland, they led 15-11 after an entertaining first quarter that saw seven lead changes. Highland had that four-point lead, and back and forth we went in the second quarter, each team scoring 12 points, including a three-pointer by Audrey Troyer at the buzzer. Now Highland had a halftime lead at 27-23. Highland went out, scored Wayndale 8-5 in the third quarter, and Highland led 35-28 through three, but all Highland in the fourth, as they would allow no field goals, just 1 point to Wayndale the entire fourth quarter, outscoring them 14-1 in the fourth. Highland outscoring Wayndale 22-6 in the second half as they get the 49-29 victory. For Highland, leading the way for them, they would have two players in double figures. Leading the way was Perrin Mishler, who had an outstanding game by the sophomore. Mishler for the game, she had finished up going 2-for-6 from beyond the three-point line, 4-for-9 from two-point range, and 4-for-5 for the foul line. Mishler finished up with a game high of 18 points. Also in double figures was Macy Mullen. Mullen was 1-of-2 from three-point distance. She was 3-for-7 from two-point range, 1-for-2 from the foul line. Mullen had 10 points. Just missing double figures was the 5'10 junior post player Reagan Zerger. Zerger would finish up going 0-for-1 of three-point tries, 4-for-7 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. Zerger had 9 points. Evie Mast knocked down a pair of three-point baskets in the fourth for her total of 6 points for Evie Mast, and 4 points for freshman Josie Hubble, 2 points for Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 49. For Wayndale, leading the way, nobody in double figures. Georgia Persinger had 8 points, and also Madeline Bainey had 8 points. Persinger Did not score in the second half, though, as Persinger would finish up for her, going 2-for-4 from three-point distance. Both those three-pointers made in the first quarter. 1-of-4 from two-point range, 0-for-2 from the foul line. Persinger, again, had 8 points. And then Madeline Bainey off the bench would go 2-for-6 from beyond the arc, 1-for-2 from two-point range for her total of 8 points. After that, it was 6 points scored by Audrey Troyer, knocking down two three-point baskets in the second quarter, and that was it for her scoring. 2 points apiece for Natalie Clever, as well as Brooke Compston. 2 points for Bella Perry. 1 point for Izzy Motter. Kylie Geiser came in, averaging 10 points per game. She did not score a point for Wayndale, as Highland would shut her down tonight in Wayndale, their total overall of 29. Highland gets the win, 49-29 over Wayndale. Now Cousy has a look at the final team stats.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. So for the game from the three-point line, Highland went 6-15 for 40%. Wayndale went 6-28 for 21%. In the two-point field goal department, Highland went 12 out of 26 for 46%. Wayndale went 5 out of 15 for 33%. From the charity stripe, Highland went a pretty good 7 of 11 for the game. That was 64%. Wayndale went 1 of 5 for 20%. In the rebound department, Highland had 33. Wayndale had 20. So Highland wins the rebound department. And turnover-wise, both teams ended the game with 19 turnovers.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, first of all, Macy Mullett led the way. She had 9 rebounds on the night. Did Macy Mullett, to go along with her 10 points. Also, Reagan Zerger would finish up with a total of 7 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end. For Wayndale, leading the way, Georgia Persinger had 6 boards on the night, and also 4 rebounds for Maya Spiller. Highland gets the win, 49-29. That's just the way you like to close out games, Cousy, in that fourth quarter, the way Highland did.
Yeah, and actually the whole second half, Matt, because you look at the second half, Highland outscored Wayndale 22-6. A lot of that is the credit of their relentless defensive pressure throughout the game. Again, running different people at Kylie Geiser, and really doing a good job on the full court transition of just handling the guards. But yeah, that's, I think Highland just kind of wears on you. Like, they really impressed with their team peskiness, right? They're really pesky, scrappy, good group of kids. They're fun to watch. I think as the season goes on and get kids to accept different roles, that Highland's going to get better and better, which, we talked about early off the air about how good their non-league schedule is. And so they're certainly going to have games in the next couple weeks, couple months to get ready for tournament. Class C of the country is not that far away, and that's always an outstanding time where you're high-caliber competition.
How about Perry Missler, just a sophomore? We've seen her maturation already in game number one.
Yeah, I mean, big difference between last year and this year with Perry, which we kind of expected because Highland had a tremendous offseason, tremendous summer. You know, I know Coach Sable talked about it in your WKLM coaches preview type stuff on how hard these kids work in the offseason on their skill development. And you can really see that with their ball handling and their footwork and their ability to not rely on a three-point shot, right? They're able to get kids to close out on them. They finish on the rim. They got some nice mid-range jumpers. And, Perrin, you can see a huge difference. You can see it also in Macy and Tori Weaver. Tori Weaver's ball handling this year has gotten so much better.
Wayndale loses the game tonight to a very good Highland team, but I feel like a Wayndale team has a chance to still be pretty good when it's all said and done as well.
They absolutely will, and that's what Coach Geiser did talk about in the pregame, where they're not afraid to play anybody. I mean, their first three games of the year with Rocky River, Doughton, and now Highland. Now they got West Holmes, I think, on Monday. So they're all about getting ready for March, and Wayndale's got a nice group. They're well coached. They're still fairly young, and they're going to get better as the season goes on.
Highland gets the win. That's the voice of Cousy. Highland wins at 49-29 over Wayndale. Highland goes to 1-0. They'll play on Monday in a home game against Ridgewood. For Wayndale, with a loss, they'll drop to 1-2. They'll play on Monday, as Cousy mentioned, against West Holmes. And for us, a full slate of basketball all next week. You can check out our basketball broadcast schedule on our website, of course, WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. But Monday, we have girls basketball, West Holmes at Wayndale. Tuesday, boys basketball, Garaway's at West Holmes. Wednesday, we have girls basketball, Highlands at Laurel. Friday, boys basketball, Mansfield Seniors at West Holmes there. And then next Saturday, we'll have two games coming away. Boys basketball, Highland is at St. Ignatius. That's right. St. Ignatius, and that's going to be a fun one there.
Well, now, wow.
Yeah.
Highland boys got a nice squad. They're going to be tested. But yeah, you got to love the fact that both the boys and girls programs, they're not afraid to play anybody. And going up to Cleveland to play a high-caliber team like St. Ignatius will be a super good test for them early in the season.
Yes, it will be. And the Highland Indy Valley girls next Saturday will have that game for you as well on WKLM. And to wrap things up, Russ, we do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for tonight. Bryce Haynes, of course, produced tonight's live stream coverage, and also Andrew Dunlap worked the cameras. And also thanks to Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. For Cousy, I'm Matt Croy. And again, a reminder, after the game, we'll have high school scoreboard coming your way with all the area scores for you in 15 minutes all the way until midnight on WKLM. Final score in girls basketball for Wayndale. It was Highland 49 and Wayndale 29. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.